The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Totally Terrific Thursday as we remember to remember what needs to be remembered. Yeah. Plus, we examine not world peace, but heavenly peace from the Prince of Peace. And finally, we take a look at what the greatest meal of the resurrection really is. It's delightful.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Send us a text. Yeah, that's right. Send us a text. I know it's tough. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Any topic, of course, is open for conversation, and we will be doing trivia. Just keep in mind, it's not professional radio. It's just radio through a telephone out of Fate, Texas, out of the Spoon Studios. What do you want? It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Oh, I'm so excited for today because we get to do the Easter meal that I get to talk about. First, I want to remind people, DNA, draw closer to the Lord is the D. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. You don't know if the Lord might want you to talk to somebody on the phone, through social media, through some kind of engagement, through an email, where you can share the grace of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You never know if God is going to use you in this time as a witness that you didn't plan on being. That's why you always want to draw close to the Lord, D, N, never be ashamed, A, always be ready. That is our DNA. Hopefully the sound is pretty good. I'll have Tierra let me know how that's going in a bit. We will quickly check, as I have to do, our holidays. It's just one of those things for me that kind of grounds me and centers me for those that don't understand. Here is also, we know that last evening was the start of Passover. Very important as we're heading into the Easter weekend and understanding the connection between Passover and between Easter. Very important for you to grasp. But for those that really want to understand exciting elements in the Jewish realm, today is also National Chinese Almond Cookie Day. And when my family would go in the early years and everybody else would be celebrating Christmas dinner, we would go out for Chinese, and instead of just fortune cookies, they used to give you Chinese almond cookies. And so I just am fond of that as to no end. I will also let you know it's National Chicken Little Awareness Day. All that means is the sky's probably not falling, and if you see a little chicken running around and it's telling you the sky is falling, you probably are in a bad dream because chickens don't talk. Finally, it's Winston Churchill Day, and I just wanted to drop three or four pieces of wisdom that came from the great Winston Churchill. He said, success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. Great line. Also, his great speech at Harvard, never, never, never give up. And then finally, a pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. That's pretty good stuff. All right, in regards to holidays, I know you guys got to appreciate this. And if you don't, I'm going to be kind of upset. in the year 1800 on this day, laughing gas, nitrous oxide, was first suggested to be used by an anesthetic by the English scientist Humphrey Davy. I think that's funny. You might not. But it's laughing gas. 1865, in the American Civil War on this day, Robert E. Lee surrendered. And for those that are unaware, on this day in 1970, the end of the Beatles took place. The Fab Four announced by Paul McCartney, the time is done. The yellow brick road is gone. All righty. So that's what's going on from history, from all the other points of view. I do want to let you know I have a friend of mine. His name is Noah Dingley. He has his own podcast. He does a lot of wonderful things. I'm going to be doing an interview with him later on today on his show, which I think is really cool. I've only done like 8 or 9 interviews on the radio where I'm actually the interviewee. And he created a Twitter account for us. Really nice of him. And the Twitter account, for those that are into Twitter, it's pretty much a connection to our website, but it's David Spoon at Spoon Experience. David Spoon at Spoon Experience. Because that's my handle. That's my handle. Thank you, Noah. We appreciate the work. Let's get into the very first element in regards to Easter. If you've heard 100 Easter messages before, you are lucky, and hopefully you'll get to hear 100 more, because you can never stop hearing Easter messages. The whole premise of our faith is based on Easter messages. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is at the core. It's at the center. So let's talk about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. When I was a young man, I asked one of my early pastors, well, I believe the gospel, so is that it? Am I done with the gospel? I mean, I believe it, so what now? And he goes, it's not just the gospel that saved you, it's the gospel that keeps you. And so his teaching, his point, was that we can never forget that the very gospel that we received, that Jesus died on that cross according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he raised on the third day according to the scriptures, that very same gospel, that is not only what we start in the faith with, but it's also what we stay in the faith with. One of the most ironic things is some of the teachings that have to do with the positions of the church in Ephesians chapter 4, when it talks about verse 11 and 12, it talks about the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And every time somebody thinks of an evangelist, who do you think of? Who's the first person that comes to mind when you think of an evangelist? Even I'll say it. It's usually Billy Graham or somebody at that level, probably even Oral Roberts for some, and probably, depending on your background, James Robeson. All of these people are fantastic evangelists. But in our mind, an evangelist goes, holds a conference. Watch this. Holds a conference, and then people from the church support it, and all these people come, and they bring unbelievers to it. And that's the American style of evangelism. That sounds great. But that's not what the early church evangelism was. The early church evangelism was somebody who was proclaiming the very same gospel that Jesus died on the cross, he was buried, and he rose again, and he would proclaim that, watch this, in the church. Because the gospel not only saved people, it keeps people. And that's a crucial element. It not only gets you in, it keeps you in. And we need to remember, and that's why evangelists used to teach in the churches, not in big conferences, not in big centers, in the churches. And they would go from church to church, and their evangelistical meetings would be about proclaiming the gospel, new for those who never heard it, and renewed for those who had. And so we have to remember the good news. Jesus took our place on that cross. And verse 2 says, by this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you. The big if there is because some people think, well, they can believe once, never have it be active, and that's enough. And that's incorrect. The faith that we have that Jesus died on the cross and that he was buried and 3 days later he rose again has to be an active faith. How do we know that? Because John 3:16, which is the gospel in a verse, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. If you're a King James fan, King James Version fan, then you know that it's believeth, the continual action of believing. It's not a matter of you, now that you believe, you've got to do all these perfect works. You have to have an active faith in the redeeming work of Jesus Christ to be saved. You don't have to do any better works than you did before, although you will if you're saved, because that will be the result of your faith. But the truth of the matter is you have to have that faith consistent. Not perfectly consistent, because everybody goes up and down in life, but I mean consistent as in you don't stop believing that Jesus died on that cross, that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. That's the cornerstone to our faith. That's the one thing that you can't, you can mess around with a lot of things, but not that. People will say, well, what about those Christian existentialists? That's an oxymoron. That's like jumbo shrimp. That's like, it doesn't work. You can't have a Christian existentialist. That's like a liberal nice person. Those are oxymorons. Here's what I'm trying to say. That was a joke. So what I'm trying to say is, keep in mind, you hold the gospel firmly. It saves you. It keeps you. It holds you. And it's the most important element of your faith. And if an evangelist came into your church and you were in the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 6th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th century, that evangelist would have preached to you the very gospel that you said yes to. He'd have preached the exact same gospel to you in order for you to say yes again, 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 and again until there's nothing left. I'm telling you, the gospel is the greatest story, and we're going to talk about fighting insecurity through the gospel and through the resurrection in this next segment, and then after that, we're going to talk about the greatest meat of the gospel ever, and I mean meat as in delightful meal. Isn't that cool? All right, folks, we're going to take a break and then come back. Hopefully it sounds good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and we'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about The Moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Where we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that He's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, 214-210-8483, but you got to text. It's one of the things you have to do. You have to text. Because we're in a situation, we're in the Spoon Studios, and just in case you hear some humming behind me, it's my neighbor cutting his grass. That's right.
We put up with everything. I love live radio. It's so much fun.
Here's our trivia question. Let's see. It's not very difficult. Should be pretty easy for most people. Which gospel was written by a doctor? Which gospel was written by a doctor? If you know the answer, text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Which gospel was written by a doctor? I'll let people answer it, and then I'll give the answer at the end of the segment. Okay? All right. Website. Let's see. Website, hemustincrease.org. hemustincrease.org. We encourage you to check out the different audio, the different video. There's a place to give. I'm not going to belabor the point. You guys kind of know what's going on. The giving is, of course, going to be down all over the place because money's tight, and we get it. We totally understand. If you're able to, fantastic. Participate. Go to hemustincrease.org. If not, I pray the Lord bless you and put you in a position where you can. And we pray that all of the ministries would be supported by all of the people of God. It's the most important element, is to us to pour into the kingdom of God and to help advance the kingdom by strengthening and supporting the workers. Email david@hemustincrease.org. david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner. Johnny Hill and Men of God Moving. He's a good man. Johnny's a good man. He really loves the Lord. He's passionate about the kingdom of God. He's passionate about ministering to people. Love that. I just absolutely love that. You can reach out to him at menofgodmoving.com. People are still moving in this time. And Johnny, the Men of God Moving, they're one of the companies, they're not going to try and, they don't raise their prices now that stuff's going on. They're very considerate. They're very thoughtful. They're very careful to be honorable before the Lord. That's why it's menofgodmoving.com. Reach out to them. You can also connect to them through our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. So we got some answers coming in. I'm going to ask the question again. Just want to make sure people know what's going on. The trivia question, which gospel was written by a doctor? Okay, so you only have four to choose from, so you got a 1 in 4 chance of getting this right one way or another. Which one was written by a doctor? 214-210 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. I want to talk to you about something that I think is really important in regards to the gospel, in regards to Easter. It's just crucial that people understand, crucial, this one little portion that Jesus talked about in John chapter 10. And why I want to talk about this is because this deals directly with insecurity. Now, I know a lot of people, and a lot of them have a security mindset. They want to be secure. They want to feel safe. They want to be good. They want everything to be good. Fantastic, okay? Except they can't find security in the world. It's not, you can't locate it. You can't find security in the world because the security of the world is unstable. Watch this. Because the world is unstable. Because society is unstable. Because the people who promise peace have nothing to offer you for peace. People that promise you security and safety have nothing to offer you. But listen to what Jesus said, and watch how deeply connected this is to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. John chapter 10, verse 27 through 30. My sheep listen to my voice. Okay, that's crucial. My sheep listen to my voice. By the way, have you said yes to Jesus? My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. What is it you just said, Jesus? I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. And no one, here we go, will snatch them out of my hand. Did you hear that? No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Not only is this a great Christology statement, it's a great statement that verifies that Jesus acknowledged him as himself as God. Let's just watch, even though he reduced himself in position as a son to take on the form of a man, let's just watch what he says. Nobody, listen to me, nobody can take you away from the Father's hand. I want to just say that so you really hear it. Nobody, not the devil, not people that you grew up with, not parents, not siblings, not spouses, not children. Nobody can take you out of the Father's hand. Here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about the Father's hand, God holding his hand out, and you being in the middle of his hand. And I want you to think about how secure Jesus is communicating to you, how secure this process is. Because before anybody can do anything, the Father would close his hand to protect you, to keep you in, and to keep you safe. You understand? God doesn't want you to feel insecure. God is not a God who wants people to be insecure. He wants you to have great security. He wants you to have great understanding of eternal security and of personal security. And while the world offers, I would say, many different ideas on how to find that, the truest security.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians.
Oh, okay, that was a nice little hiccup, wasn't it? Okay, let's just pretend I burped, okay? That's all you got to do. Hey, Dave burped. That's fine. All right, let's go back to this, okay? The security that you and I long for exists in the hand of God. And I just want you to catch the picture that Jesus is, he's this illustration how he's saying, nobody can snatch you out of the Father's hand. Nobody can snatch you out of my hand. And you're in my hand. You're my child. And there's nobody bigger than God who can take you out of the hand of God. God is for you to understand. He's on your side, that is. He's with us to understand eternal and personal security. I am telling you what people do not recognize. I'm not talking about the theological concept. I'm talking about the relational concept that God has with you, wanting you to be aware that God is opposed to insecurity. He's opposed to insecurity. He's against it. Because he's for you. And Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. We're going to build on that in the next segment. But this is how important it is. They are in my hand, Jesus said, and nobody takes them away. Do you remember? I'll show you how close Jesus is to you. This is how close he is to you. Right? When Paul, before he became Paul, he was named Saul, when he was persecuting the church on the road to Damascus, God knocked him off the donkey, okay, knocked him off the donkey, knocked him on the ground, knocked him on his keister, and he said, hey, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul's like, who are you? And he said, I am Jesus who you are persecuting. Five verses earlier, it says that Saul was persecuting the church, but you're so closely connected to God, you're so closely connected to Jesus, that when you are being persecuted, Jesus sees it like he's being persecuted. That's how close you are. In the palm of the hand, that's how close. That when you people attack Jesus, you know, you think, oh, they're attacking you. When they attack you because of Jesus in you, Jesus is like, oh, you're touching me now. You're touching me. You're touching mine. I'm not putting up with it. That's how close you are. In the hand of God. You are in the hand of God. You are secure. And that resurrection tells you it's solid. It's not temporary. It's forever. Oh, hallelujah. All right, the answer to that question, by the way, on trivia, which gospel was written by a doctor? Luke was the answer. Luke. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand
the skill, can't stand the... Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you, a dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right, God bless you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, I need everybody to take a deep breath with me. Okay, some people tried to call during the trivia question. I appreciate that. We can't take the call. We can only do texts because I have an IM system going on right now with Tierra. I'm on the phone, plus I have a third phone going over here, plus the neighbors have visitors over at their house. I have another neighbor that's cutting his yard, and the trash people are out. This is a kind of an interesting day. So if you tried to call, I appreciate that. I'm sorry we couldn't get through. So for those that missed the trivia question, it's too late, but the question was... straightforward. The question was, which gospel is written by a doctor? And the answer was Luke. So for those that missed it, it's okay. We will probably try and do one more trivia question before we get there. I do want to remind you, 214-210-8483. It's got to be a text. That's the only way we can do it. Website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's if you want to drop a line. We get people that drop lines oftentimes. And then sometimes, like, people will send encouraging emails. Such a blessing. So, I mean, I just think it's great. So I really appreciate it and just really thank people for that. And then don't forget Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner. Kimberly Ellis. Boy, I hope I got that right, Tierra. Kimberly Ellis for real estate needs. Basically, it's straightforward. First-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosure, short sales. That part doesn't matter. She can walk you through anything. She knows the stuff. She is a wise person. She's connected to us, so then you got to pray about that part. But she's a wise person, her and her husband, Tony. Great people. Here's the simplicity. Get in touch with her at 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. She works with Fathom Realty, and she's an associate of Fathom Realty, and she will take your phone call. Won't cost you a penny. Doesn't require anything. She'll be glad to help you out because she likes to serve people. She likes to be a person who gets involved and helps people get through the process. And she's super nice about it. And isn't that what you want? The worst thing in the world, I will say, one of the worst things, is somebody who's a waiter or a waitress or a service person and they don't like people. Okay? That's terrible. Okay? In Kimberly, you get somebody who loves people and loves the people of God. absolutely reach out to her, 903-48-HOMES, or reach her by going to hemustincrease.org, and you can connect to her directly through that. One other thing I'm going to mention, then we're going to get to what I think is the best teaching of all teachings in the resurrection process. Get ready. But I do have a friend, Noah Dingley, and he has set up a Twitter account for me. I don't do anything for it. He does all of it. And it's David Spoon at Spoon Experience. It's David Spoon at Spoon Experience. Because, Lakshmahanda. Okay. If you guys knew the jokes that were going on at the same time we do the show, you would just love it. You would just really appreciate it. All right, we'll do one more trivia question. I think we could probably do one. Can we do one now? Okay, we can probably do one now. All right. I'm trying to figure out whether it should be a tough one or not a tough one. All right, here we go. Which king, so now we're going Old Testament, which king, and remember you got a text, which king had a sundial? Which king had a sundial? 214-210-8483. Now, you know it's a king. You know it's a sundial. Don't Google it. That's not cool. Okay? You got to know it. Or you got to look it up. Which king had a sundial? Just that simple. Let me know if you know the answer. Let me get into what I consider to be my favorite teaching for Easter. Just my favorite one, period. All right? Ready? 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 John chapter 20, verse 11 through 16. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw the two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned around toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means master or teacher. This is my absolute favorite Easter text. Been a Christian for 41, almost, let's see, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Oh, 41 and a half years, okay? I think like 2 weeks, all right? I've heard, believe it or not, I've actually heard a multitude. You'd think, well, you've only probably heard 40 messages. I've probably heard about 400. When I used to go to church and I was younger, I would go to multiple churches. I'd go to a church at 8:30, at 10, at 11:30, again at night. If they had a Wednesday night, I'd go there. Thursday night, I'd go that. Tuesday night, because the four Jewish boys from Detroit who all became Christians within 30 days of one another, all in Phoenix, Arizona, we were on fire for the Lord, and we went to every possible church we could, everywhere. And this one message is the message that's always resonated, because here is Mary, and Jesus has died, and as far as Mary is concerned, she's just coming to get the body. And what happens is when she sees Jesus, it's just one of those ironic things, the Lord doesn't manifest or reveal himself in the way yet, and she thinks he's the gardener. Just like, wow, right? And then as soon as Jesus says her name, she gets it. And I want you to remember, in this last segment, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." The sheep of Jesus Christ know the voice of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus said Mary, she knew instantly. It's Jesus. He's not dead. He's alive. Just think of the moment. And in your life, just in case you haven't recognized this, the moment where Jesus called your name, when he said Eric, when he said Joy, Dan, Noel, David, Tierra, at that moment in your heart, you went, Jesus, Master, Rabboni. And you knew Jesus, he's alive. That is the greatest part of the Easter message, that he knows your name and he calls your name. And that he calls you by name because he knows you, and you reply, Master, Rabboni, Teacher, Messiah, Savior, Lord. And you know instantly, everything Jesus said is true. Everything about Jesus Christ is real. Every proclamation is right. Everything that's in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is valid, and all the other stuff is rubbish, because he calls your name, and you're supposed to be dead, remember? And yet he calls your name, and you hear his voice, and you know it's him. It's Jesus, and Jesus knows who I am. And because you know that voice, listen to this, because you know that voice, you will live forever in the palm of the hand of God because you hear Jesus. That, brothers and sisters, that is Easter. That is the resurrection in multicolor. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni. She didn't know until he said her name. She probably didn't realize any of it until he said her name, and then she got all of it. Oh, wait a second. This dude, this Messiah, this guy I've been following, this friend, he's alive. I saw him die. He's alive. That's what the resurrection is. That's what the power of Easter is. That's what the call is from God. He calls your name, you respond, and you get it. Nope, I get it now. I don't need scientific this or science. I need Jesus. There it is. Because all your life, that's what you were looking for, to fill that cross shape in your heart. And Jesus is the only one who can put that piece in the piece of the puzzle in the right spot. And you say yes. And you know. And it's over. Is that not the coolest thing? Oh, my goodness. Even I have goosebumps. And I have hardly any feelings at all. Oh, it's amazing. The answer to the trivia question, by the way, Hezekiah had a sundial. Hezekiah had a sundial. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life. Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow men of God moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father, who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, as we broadcast out of Spoon Studios in Fate, Texas, which is actually the whole neighborhood's quieted down for this last segment. That's a good thing for me. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483. It must be a text. I know that's difficult for some, and I apologize, but under the circumstances, I'm praising God continually that we're on the air. It's just fantastic. 214-210-8483. Our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Don't forget the email, david@hemustincrease.org. I love getting emails from people, or text, or any kind of message. And if you're like, I'm not really good with email and that kind of thing, it's like, I get it. If you go to hemustincrease.org, there's a little fill-out form that you can contact us. And so you're welcome to do it that way as well. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in and around and all throughout the Texas area. Just keeping it as simple as possible. And our favorite people, Clint and Mr. Restore. Don't forget, they're connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, and we love what they do. The Adaptive Training Foundation, by the way, is a nonprofit group that works with people who have one, two, three, or four limbs that have been severed, and they work with them to get them back to have a drive and a passion for life. So you just have to appreciate the level and the depth that they go through. In the meantime, Mr. Restore with Clint, they're working on helping people restore their homes, their offices, their churches, their apartments, their buildings, all of the stuff that they have. They're working with people to make it as smooth as possible and to bring people back from where they were if they've had any kind of disaster because of fire and water and wind and flood and smoke. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies, Why did I say it that way? All the insurance companies. They are A-plus rated with the BBB, and they have thousands It's like billions, only less. Thousands of happy customers. Get in touch with them at MrRestore.com. Mr. M-R, Restore, as in the word restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. You can also connect to them through HeMustIncrease.org. If you ever have any problems getting a hold of anybody, you let me know, and I will make sure that the connections are made. Okay. I'm just telling you, the last segment was like one of my favorites. This next segment is also excellent. This is the meal for Easter. Yesterday we had the Easter appetizer. Today's the Easter meal. Tomorrow will be the Easter dessert. I don't know. I just thought I'd do it that way. It just sounded weird and sounded kind of cool. Let's talk about the bottom line to Easter. I'm going to give you the bottom line. It may surprise you from a normal point of view. Being that you're listening to this show, you've already proven you're not normal, so there's no point in hiding behind that. Here is the bottom line. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Not the place you thought we were going, huh? And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Listen to that. With your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus gives us peace. And I want you to know that the gospel, the good news, the 95 times in the New Testament in the NIV translation times it says gospel, that it is a gospel of grace, a gospel of Christ, a gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, a gospel of salvation. It is a gospel of reconciliation. It is a gospel of God's great mercy and love. It is a gospel of peace. Just think, after the resurrection, what the first word was the multiple times that Jesus came into the room. He came into the room and he went, "Everybody scatter and hide!" Oh, no, 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 you didn't do that. He came into the room and he said, "Peace." Because he leaves his peace with us. And the gospel is a gospel of peace, a good news of peace. Now, I understand that we do what we can. At least let's be honest about it, that we do what we can to try and quiet the voices in our head. We will do certain things, certain activities. We'll try either meditations, functionalities. People actually try and do all different things to bring some kind of sense of peace in their between their left and right ear. But Jesus brings the only peace that lasts. Isaiah 9:6. We're going back to watch this. We're going back to Christmas on this one. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called, what will he be called? What will his title be? He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the one that offers the gospel of peace. He is the one that can keep your heart and your mind in peace, which, by the way, is beyond comprehension, beyond understanding, beyond our grasp of science and intellect and understanding, is the peace that comes from God. You could be in the roughest waters you've ever been in your life. It could be the worst time ever. And if you will quiet yourself and be still before the Lord, you, as a Christian, will find the Prince of Peace on the water, quieting the waves and the storms, and telling you just to come to Him. And when you do, even if you slip, just like Peter did, Jesus will be so close, He'll grab you by the hand and pull you up. Let me tell you, there's some of you out there, you believe but you are stuck because of the wind and the waves. But the only way you're going to truly know the Prince of Peace is to get out of the boat and walk towards him. I don't care if you have to spend 5 minutes in a closet, 5 minutes in a bathtub, 5 minutes in your car, in your garage, in your whatever. It doesn't even matter. Talk to God. Talk to him like you would talk to him as if he was in the room sitting next to you. Because you want to know something that's cool about God? He is present everywhere. That's his universal presence. And then his presence will sometimes manifest, and you might be surprised to find out the Lord is closer than you think. There's the universal presence and the manifested presence. And so we're just simply saying, be aware, the Lord is there. Be aware. It takes you looking for him somewhat, right? Well, give credit to Mary. She was looking for Jesus. Even though she thought she was looking for somebody who was dead, he wasn't, but she was looking for him. Look for him. Find him. He's right there. He's right there for you. And in your darkest and hardest moment, the greatest of grace and mercy shines through. Jesus loves you. He sacrificed for you. He intercedes for you now. He's passionate about you. This gospel of peace, this gospel that he gives us his peace, that he's the Prince of Peace, that it's good news, it's good news of peace, this gospel is for you. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be wise, but you have to be real. And you want to just go forward in him. Exactly that picture I'm trying to paint for you right now. In the boat, wind and waves, Jesus on the water. Walk to Jesus. That's all you got to do. Get to Jesus. Okay? Get to him. You can do this. That's Easter, the meal. Tomorrow is Easter, the dessert. I don't know. I don't know why I do stuff like that. Neither do you. But you're listening, so there must be something there. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.